produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Good day, good day, good day. What a wonderful day. I see sunshine where I am, and even if you don't see sunshine, it is a sun's day. So I praise God for each one of you all as I welcome you to Wise Ways of Wellness. Thank God for my Y-Light, for Miss Kayla Padgett, for all of the sponsors, for the families and the friends, and just the opportunity again to come to you and hopefully bring words of encouragement, because that's one of the things that God has given to me, to always be accountable for what He has for me to do. So I praise God for each one of you all. And we continue with Wise Ways of Wellness as we look at grief, the grace for grief, looking at ways that we can just use what God has already given us in order to make our day. This has been a time of losing a friend in Lady Emma Brown. And so this has been a time to reflect. And I don't know about you, but each time I go to a funeral or go to a home-going service, I reflect on my family members. I reflect especially on my daughter, Leslie, and I just like to call her name, Leslie Michelle Fleming. I reflect on all of the things that she does. And I was just sitting beside a young lady that I have mentored her, and I turned to her and gave her some words of encouragement and words that I would normally have given to Leslie. And so I just thanked her for being there. I have a new saying that I say, that we have, we find ourselves in God positioning. God is positioning us to do things that we probably have never done. Sometimes we don't, we fear what we have to do. And sometimes I just look to my mentors on how to deal with fear, with their faith. And I tell you, Kayla Padgett is, I've known her for these 7 years, and she is one of my mentors on how to handle situations and how to be gracious in all of the things that she's done. So I just wanted to take this time to give a shout out and a tribute to Reverend Roger Brown in the loss of Sister Lady Emma Brown, who were good friends of mine for many years, and we worked together, and both of them were actually mentors and teachers for me. And so as I was reflecting on some of the things that we use as we look at grief, as we deal with grief, and I say it and I will always say it, your time of grief is not always on the same time frame as mine, but we know in part. But one day God will show us the whole piece of it. So I am also getting ready to just be a part of a virtual book fair, a new thing for me. I've never done it before, where we will come on and discuss our latest book or discuss our books and just talk about how we are writing and why we were writing. And so as I was reflecting on that, one of the things that the last book that I wrote was on a devotional, which is Skies of Myself, Soul, and Spirit. And just today, God brought me Psalm 19:1. And the word skies was so bright there that I just decided that what I'd like to do is just find my seven words, as we always do. And I'm going to pull them actually from that devotional, Skies of Myself, Soul, and Spirit. I'm also going to be including some of the information that I got from the Fresh Grounded Faith conference just recently held here in Memphis. And the speakers who were just beautiful as they discussed some of the things and how they handle grief. And it didn't matter whether it was grief of a daughter or a son who had left home as the prodigal son did, or if it was someone that lost a marriage. Whatever the situation was, they were able to talk about it and incorporate how we look at grief and how we sometimes how we deal with it. So I'm going to give you my seven words because, you know, I talk so much. My time will go fast, and I want to make sure. But, excuse me, the seven words I'm using today are the divinity of God, the glory of faithfulness, the dream and vision, worship as usual, healing in the house, and God, the faithfulness of God. The first one I want to talk about is the glory of faithfulness. How do we look at the glory of faithfulness as a way to deal with grief and the pain that we get? And I remember the Dynamics preacher for the homegoing service, Dr. Gina Stewart. And she just brought it so close to us as to tell us that God is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has been sent to us to be a helper. And I thought about that. Oh, a grief helper. I'm always looking for how I could use that word, but to think about a grief helper. You know, we talk about household helpers, and we talk about things that all the different technical things that help us. But when we think about the Holy Spirit, the glory of faithfulness that God sent Jesus to do one part as he healed and he preached to us and he taught us, and then he died on the cross and he was risen for our benefit. And now he tells the disciples before he leaves, I am going to give you a helper. So a grief helper is how we find ourselves to get better, to be better, to do things better, and just let God use all of the resources that he's given to us. He's faithful in all the things that he does, and that's one of the things that we talk about, the faithfulness of God. That's an aspect of goodness and mercy that we have never thought about all of the times that when we're feeling down. And we all do get down. Let's just be real. As sometimes you hear people say, let's just be real. We get down and we get, it gets heavy for us. But I am so glad that Jesus has already said, I am leaving you with a helper. So the grief helper that brings us the comfort of getting up every morning, not knowing all of the things that will happen, but knowing that he has already taken care of us. So that's glory. You know, we say glory, hallelujah, the highest praise. But the glory of faithfulness is one of the sections on the book that the devotion that I gave, because I just want us to realize that how the faithfulness of God brings us glory, brings him glory, and actually brings us through many trials and tribulations. We hear a lot of things about what path we're on, what journey we're on, how we're going to make it through the journey. And I can assure you the glory of faithfulness is one way that we will be able to get through. I thank God for the dream and vision, and I've talked about this before, but when we have a dream and we have vision, and I remember hearing a person say that there's always going to be somebody that when you wake up from your dream that will help you go through your vision, get through your vision. And so it requires people to do one piece, people to do two pieces. But we always have to remember that grief is one of those things that sometimes it circles back around on based on things that you hadn't even thought about. It'll circle back around. And so that's when you call on the grief helper. That's when you call on God to bring you through. And that's just the way that God works. I am just amazed at how things will be so far down. And God will just lift it up. And so lifting and lifting and realizing that once he lifts us up, that one of our responsibilities and one of our joys is to lift others up. And I believe that with all my heart. Along with that, we go with our desire for wellness. And I don't know, sometimes we don't realize with a chronic illness, there are times that you wake up and you just realize that it's going to be a different day. It's going to be a new day, but sometimes it looks like it's just like yesterday until God reminds you that he brought you through yesterday. And so one of the things with grief, as I'm looking at it, and even in the first book that I wrote, that I always depended on grace. I always looked for grace. And one of the things in the psalmist says to us in Psalm 23, you know, surely, surely, goodness and mercy. So sometimes I just look for surely because I know goodness and mercy is somewhere so close by. And I thank God for that opportunity and that revelation. One of the things that we went through as we were going through the Fresh Grounded Faith conference was one of the speakers who talked about 66 ways that God is bringing us through. And 66 ways, and she actually went through the 66 books with scriptures to remind us. And this is a good time to say that's what we have to do. We have to use what God has given to us. And he most certainly uses the scriptures. And sometimes it may not be a full scripture, but just one word. One preacher said sometimes we have to know that God is, because when we say God is, he begins to add all of the things that you need. You know, he becomes your Jehovah Jireh. He becomes your Jehovah Rapha. You know, he just becomes everything that you need to get through the day. So we have to realize that there is healing in the house. And we recently had a prayer group in our house, and it was such an anointing and wonderful event to have the prayer warriors and the witnesses to come in and to pray for my husband, and you've heard me say, who has a chronic disease and has had one leg amputated, and we are now trying to save the other leg. But I watched him on a video as these ladies were in the house and praying for him and providing snacks for him and touching him, and I could see the smile, and he clapped his hands, and God, I said, now, that's the grief of losing an extremity. Sometimes I praise God because not many people have had that grief. But you can imagine losing an extremity, something that you have to deal with for the rest of your life. But I've seen God lift him up. And so I talk about that section of grief as being a healing in the house, being what God has given to each one of us. And thanking him for it daily. One of the other things that I really want to say, because in Wise Ways of Wellness, I am just amazed at how God has positioned me to be able to come on and to talk about this. But I know that he used the sponsors, and he most certainly used Miss Kayla Paget with all of her and her family, with all of her knowledge and being directed. I really believe she's God directed. So when you're God directed, you're also God positioned. And that's one of the things that we get in my seven, the season for witnessing. And I remember just recently hearing somebody saying over and over again, if there's any time that we ever needed God, we sure do need him now. And there's a song like that. We sure do need him now. And we do. The wonderful thing about it is we have him. We already have him. We say that, but we already have him to do everything that he said he was going to do. And that most certainly is to bring us through our grief and to always show up and give us his the divinity of God, always knowing that he is divine and that he is wonderful and that he's omnipresent. All of the things that we hear day in and day out, they make me smile. They make me smile. I know we're on telephone, but if you could see me now, you'd know that I am smiling, because as I think about how God brings us through our grief process, and he does it differently. I am now working on an anthology where I have asked some beautiful mentors, friends, pastors, and other ministers to help me as we complete this anthology of stories. And it's all about their story and along with my story. But I have to smile because one of the things that God revealed to me, and I can tell you, I believe in dreams and visions, but I was asleep. And God said to me, and I was really, I almost had a writer's block where I wasn't getting any information. And I write in several places, but I actually was not getting any information downloaded into me by the Holy Spirit in order to write and to produce some information. And I was asleep, and God said, you are forgetting about your co-author. And I thought, what in the world does that mean? Because I've chosen the authors that were going to participate to help us with the redeeming grace and looking at how far God had brought us. But he just said to me, you are forgetting about your co-author. And what that meant was that I was not remembering that God had given the story of redeeming grace to my husband as he was not able to breathe and had a heart attack. And his disease started October the 5th. And one of the things that he talked about was the windows, as he was trying to get out of the windows, and he was unable to get out of the windows. And I always believed that it was God showing him things that he needed to see, and that it was not time for him to die, and it was not time. And death is such a different thing, because we know that we lose the physical. We lose the physical part, and that's enough to have grief. And so we have to depend on our soul and our spirit to let God download and just process us, working on his promise and all the things that he's doing. So I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed to be able to discuss these seven words. These are seven themes from my book, Skies of Myself, Soul and Spirit, because I know that it has been a help to me to be able to write some of these things. And so I praise God and ask him to allow it to be a help for those that are listening to me, those that might hear me in the future, and most certainly to all of the glory of God. To the glory of God, it is all. So I thought about the fact that we travel, you know, we ask for travel mercies, traveling mercies, and God, he fixes it for us. And then when we see something happening to others, or we hear of things that are happening, sometimes it takes us some time to really regroup and realize that all of it is a grace connection. All of it comes from God and how he has already set up all of the things for our overcoming, for our comebacks, for all of the things. So it is a reflection of righteousness that comes forth at that time. God is awesome in order that we will be able to discuss and to know that we've come through the test and be able to be a testimony. And that's what this program is all about. It's a way that God has given me to witness of his goodness, to bring us through grief. And all of us have situations where if I stop right now and just ask you to write down what situation today that you deem is grief, you would be able to have your own writing. You would be able to have your own story. And so that's what the story of God's grace is, what brings us through. If we stand on his word, step on his scripture, then all of the things that he has given to us, all of the wonderful lessons that we've been able to pertaining to all of the goodness that he's given to us, if we just reflect on that. And one of the things that I think about is reflection of righteousness, how God will just take us and close our eyes, put us at rest, because, you know, sometimes we don't even realize we need to rest, and he's already fixed it so that we will be restored with every rest period. I tell people all the time, if you take a 10-minute nap, God has restored you to a point that you can move on. And so I encourage self-care, because that's one of the things that all of my nursing career, and even in my ministering, I feel like I have to say to you day in and day out, you can't help anybody until you help yourself. So I say this to you too. So as you reflect on God's goodness and when you reflect on the things, the glory of faithfulness, that you will take care to pray for God to direct you and order your steps so that you are taking care of yourself. God continues to bless us. He continues to give us everything we need. And as I close down this time, this one day, I'd just like to remind you that Wise Ways of Wellness is your program. And if you hear it, something that God gives you to give to someone else, please take that time to do that. We all live up under the skies that we will have rainy days, cloudy days, dark clouds, storms, but in all of that, there's a testimony for all of that. So as we close the program down, I would just like to take this time to pray for us as we continue to bathe in God's wellness, as we continue to give to others what God has given to us, and that most certainly is forgiveness. That's one of the first things. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity just to call your name. We thank you for the opportunity that someone might hear a word of encouragement that will say, I can make another step. I can go further. And we give you the glory, Lord. Touch those that are bereaved. There's somebody today that's grieving, and all they can do is lie in bed. They can't even get up. They don't feel like getting up. So, Lord, we ask you to lift them up. Lift them up as you are faithful in all of your work, Lord. As you are faithful, lift them up, Lord. Give them strength. And, Lord, even if you decide that they need to just stay still, allow them to hear your voice while they're still. And, Lord, we praise and magnify you for all of the sponsors, for all of those that are participating in this program and continuing to lift you up. This faith that God has given to us, He's given to us in sections to meet the times that is needed. So in any situation that you find yourself in, remember who God is, remember whose you are, and remember, Lord, we thank you for all things. These are the things that we give you glory for. It is so. Glory, dreams and visions, reflections, healing, all of those are promises. And we just have to get to the process of each one of those promises. Until we speak again, until you hear my voice again, let's just continue to love each other more, more, and more, as we are all and more conquerors than we were yesterday, because God has given us another opportunity.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
I would like to say greetings to everyone out there in Radio Land. Hey, I am your host, DJ Matt Cummins, on this wonderful, inspirational gospel mix show. Hey, we're going to take it back to the old school today. Get up, get your praise on, listen to the words in the song. And right now, we are live right here on Finding My Way Radio Network. Let's go!
It's time to get up and get your praise on with the Turntable Minister, DJ Matt Cummins.
Get ready to put you up in the Kingdom Gospel Mix with yours truly, DJ Matt Cummins. Turn up the volume and let me take you back into time. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this back in the day Gospel Mix. Gospel Mix.
Yo, it's DJ Mac.
You hear it first.
DJ Mac on the ones and twos.
Make it. though I thought I couldn't take it. It feels so good to know that you care. Yeah, yeah.
Endeavor, 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 endeavor. on tomorrow. You think we've got too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Go to glory. You better put them hands together and act like you know a bit here.
gospel mix with yours truly, DJ Mac Cummins, taking you back, I mean way back, back in the time. Don't wait till the battle is over, shout now. You know at the end, you know the end, let's go!
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
This call is being recorded.
You hear me?
All right. Shalom, shalom, greetings from around the world. And I would like to give all thanks, honor, and glory to our Elohim. And I would like to thank God for Sister Visionary and CEO, Sister Kayla Padgett, for this wonderful, wonderful broadcast, ministering to people all around the world, and her wonderful staff, her team that's helping to make this a wonderful message each and every week that's going forth to the listeners, the people of faith, the ones who trust and love in our Elohim. And I just thank you all on today. Thank you all for tuning in to Ministry Moments with Pastor R and C. Denise, Dr. C. Denise Richardson here on Finding Your Way Ministries Network. And I would like to just share with you all today a little bit on spiritual growth, the Great Commission. Spiritual growth, the Great Commission. When we preach the gospel, we must preach the gospel to every creature on the planet. Those who say that they are found, those who are lost, we must preach to those who are, you know, spiritually cast out, you know, and cast down. And we must also cast out devils by speaking in our unknown tongue, our spiritual language that we speak to our Elohim through. That's called spiritual tongues, and we have to speak in an unknown language to our God, our Elohim, so the enemy cannot capture those prayers. Because when we speak in our heavenly language, the enemy cannot understand it, and it gets directly through the second heaven and enters into the third heaven. So we must also be equipped with the whole armor of God. That in that way, when we're attacked by the enemy, or if someone is in our family or our circle are being attacked by the enemy, we can cast out those devils. We can lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. And we shall lay our hands on those people and they shall be loose from whatever it is, from whatever sickness that may be trying to attack them through the spiritual world. We must also understand that spiritual growth will cause us to move forward and to, you know, catapult ourselves or just be launched into that great commission. And one of those great commissions is for us to go out and teach the nations to observe all that Yeshua has commanded, you know, us to do, because we are his staff, we are his ambassadors to the kingdom, because the kingdom is continually being manifested in the earth today through everyone who's out here on the battlefield, teaching, ministering, preaching, you know, living the life of faith, doing those things so we can represent our Elohim and Yeshua, Jesus Christ, in the earth. And, you know, we must understand that this day and time, you know, no matter how rough or how tough it gets, it's time to bring the body together, to do all the commission, you know, to do the whole commission. You know, I'm going to go to Proverbs chapter 29 here quickly. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And I'm going to share this scripture with you as we move forward. Chapter 29, verse 18, and it reads this: where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints, but happy is he who keeps the law. Happy is he that keeps the law. So when we understand his law, we understand wisdom. We understand how to operate in the realm of the spirit. And his law is what keep us, you know, rooted and buckled down to what we're trying to do. And without a vision of God's way, there would not be enough to accomplish the commission. You know, that's in Ephesians. You can find it in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3 through 5. You know, without his supreme authority and law, it's most definitely going to be impossible for us to fulfill the Great Commission. I know a lot of us have, you know, our own ways of teaching and ministering, but when we get into his word, when we understand the prophecies that's in the word of God, we will understand every tool that has been given to us to help bring the people of faith together, to bring the body, the 12 tribes of Israel together. So we all will be operating under this same umbrella of faith, because we know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So without a vision of God's way, there would not be enough to accomplish the commission. Okay? Money,
amen.
Goes to every creature. We must go. The anointing to bring the lost to him. We must be overshadowed and overpowered by the anointing. The anointing, hands on the sick, to cast out demons and to teach nations.
Amen. Pastor R, that is so profound. And I want to greet CEO and visionary Caleb Padgett. Thank you so much for allowing us to have this moment, ministry moment.
Amen.
With Pastor and Dr. Richardson. We're so thankful for you and your entire staff, Pastor R.
Yes.
The Great Commission. It's such a blessing. And what I want to add to that, just real briefly, is that the Great Commission cannot be fulfilled solely in the brick and mortar. There are so many great things that occur in the building, in the synagogue, in the church building, in the
temple, whatever it is that we're in our homes where we have built an altar to memorialize our relationship, our covenant with the great Yahuwah. However, the Great Commission is best fulfilled in the world. It cannot be confined to solely a building. Yes, we can prosper and thrive and do great things within the building, but in order to maximize our authority, his anointing, we need to do this outside of the four walls. We must allow the world to see, not only to hear what we're saying, but actually to see the fruit, our fruit, because the word tells us that, you know, our fruit will be judged. It is what we do for him. Those are the only things that will last. And in order to fulfill the Great Commission in sharing the gospel, the good news of Yeshua, our Messiah, our promised Messiah, we must do this in places that we wouldn't ordinarily feel comfortable. And sometimes we become comfortable in our church buildings, these great Ephesus. We feel comfortable in our homes. We feel comfortable in religious settings. However, Yeshua did not remain in religious settings. He was the living word, and this word thrived within him, and he shared it. He traveled more than any human I know. And in doing that, he shared and he spread, he fulfilled the Great Commission. So I want to admonish as well as encourage our brothers and sisters around the world to not hold hostage your gifting, your ability to speak the truth in love, to share Yeshua's great mandate only in our comfort zones. We have to get out, and we have to, it's more so about what we do, because for those people who won't touch a Bible, for those people who, quote unquote, have experienced church hurt, when it's really not necessarily church hurt, it's, you know, people who have hurt us, but, you know, offenses will come. You know, Yeshua was hurt more than any of us, and, you know, he continued to trust Yah. So I want to encourage us to remember the Great Commission, and as I often say, to present our bodies as living sacrifices. This is what Paul said for us to do, to be an open book, to be up for ridicule and correction, and even from time to time, condemnation. He has not condemned us, but people will bring a spirit of condemnation. But I would encourage you again, I say, to get out and to actually fulfill the Great Commission. I'm so very excited to have some time some time to meditate and to really recall what this is, and to see where I am missing the mark, because I am still pressing toward that mark. People, believe it or not, who have not been exposed to the true light, to who Yahuwah really is. And what I mean by that is they've only watched hypocrisy, and it's, or they've experienced great and tremendous tumultuous situations and experiences in their lives growing up, as did I. And so sometimes our perspective, our relationship with Yahuwah in its perfect state has been damaged and fragmented. But, you know, there's hope even in that. If we take time to get to know him in an authentic way, allow that organic relationship to blossom, allow him to place us in the fire for refinement so that we can be better equipped and better used by him rather than our flesh or the kingdom of darkness. So I'm excited about what you're speaking on today, Pastor R. I'm excited about actually getting back in and fulfilling the Great Commission, because visionary and CEO Caleb Padgett at such a young age has taken on this this mandate and has done it on a whole different level as a young woman, starting out at 13 and then at 16, taking on such a massive assignment. And she trusted Yahuwah in that, in fulfilling the Great Commission. And she also does this by embracing the entire world, because this is what Yeshua did. He died not for this one specific group of people, but for us all, in the hopes that we would accept it and be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father, our Creator. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
All right. And here's the outline of the Great Commission. You know, later he had appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. If those signs, and these signs will follow those who believe in my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And see, when we're speaking in new tongues, when we're laying the hands on the sick, when we really allow the anointing of our Elohim to rest on us, that power is released. Their power was released in the area of wealth. The power was released in the area of healing. The power was released in the area of deliverance. The power was released in the area of manifestation, because his anointing is what gives us the authority in the earth, and that comes through spiritual growth. And as we continue to pursue the Great Commission, these are the abilities we will have when we truly are operating in the power of his anointing, because we know his word teaches that the power, the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. We need the anointing, because without the anointing, there's no way we can cast out a devil. There's no way we can lay hands on the sick. There's no way we can loose these people from all of the bondage that's keeping them bound: alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual addiction, pornography, all of these things, family. We have to understand spiritual growth comes through spending time in his presence, spending time in his word, spending time continually in prayer. Dr. Rich, something you do and something you confess is something that you do, is something that you believe in, that prayer and fasting is a key element, because we know that Yeshua said some things can only come about through fasting and praying. So fasting and praying is a key element. So it all boils down to this. In order to have spiritual growth, you have to have a spiritual relationship with the Messiah and with your Elohim. Because without spiritual growth, without a spiritual relationship, there will be no unctioning and no prompting and no, reason or power to go out, you know, something that will push you and motivate you to take hold and really want to keep the Great Commission. Because in order to keep it, you got to perform it. In order to perform it, you got to go out and do it. You just can't sit around. Dr. Rich said we have to come out of the four walls of the buildings. We just have to come out of the four walls of our minds and just make this thing happen. Move with endurance, you know, to get this thing done. Because we have so many people in the community, in our world, you know, out in the marketplace, these people are searching for everything but a relationship with the Messiah. And a lot of people have opening, a dormant place in their hearts and in their lives and their minds, and they feel like they have to replace it with a cigarette, or they have to replace it with sex. They have to be, but these people are missing a real relationship with the Yeshua. They're not missing that feeling, that touch, or that smell that they're used to. These people are missing a true and honorable relationship with the Messiah. Because when we allow Yeshua to turn our hearts from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh, that's conversion, that's transformation. And he said, unless we humble ourselves as little children, you understand, we must humble ourselves. He said, unless we humble ourselves as little children, there is no way we can enter in or inherit the kingdom of God. So we must understand that relationship, communication, and humbleness is just a conglomerate of things that we need to understand, because when we're pushing the Great Commission, it's like your own private organization, because there are so many things you have to do, and there are so many ways you have to convey the message of the Great Commission, because right now we have so many people being tempted and being led astray by so many elements of the world that satisfies them and gives them justification, you know, within themselves, you know, within their flesh. This is what they're desiring. This is what they're feeling to be pleasured within themselves. But the measure is over. They still have to face the hardships of life, the tragedies of life, you know, suicide, you know, all of the things that they struggle with within their mind, Dr. Rich. Spiritual growth.
Wow. That is so amazing, Pastor R. I'm listening.
Amen.
Right, and I'm listening to what you're saying. As I stated about coming out of the four walls, you took it a step further and said we have to come out of the four walls of our minds. How prophetic is that? I mean, sometimes, and what I took away from that, as I pray that our supporters and kingdom brothers and sisters would also glean something from it. What I specifically gleaned was when you say that we have to come out of the four walls of our minds, I think of myself and how if I allowed the four walls of my mind to overtake or take precedent over the Great Commission, I wouldn't be open and receptive to people, other people and their personal experiences with Yah. And what I, and to go a step further, what I mean by that is I reference him by his Hebrew name, Yahuwah. And so if I allow the four walls of my mind to overtake the Great Commission, then I wouldn't be so receptive. I would be closed-minded. I would be so dogmatic in my approach as to say, you know, that there was no room for me to accept the way that other people call on him, and we're serving the same God. You know, if we're serving the same God, meaning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm not going to be angry, bitter, or frustrated because my brother or sister doesn't refer to him as Yahuwah. So coming out of the four walls of my mind also challenges me to be open and to be receptive and to know that there is great work to be done. And just as the disciples, the apostles in the word had their own personalities, they had their own way of doing ministry. You know, you look at Paul, you look at Matthew, you look at Luke and Stephen. I mean, just so many, and they had their Thomas, you know, they fulfilled the Great Commission. However, they had their own personalities and they had the blessings of Yeshua to go about doing the works that he commissioned them to do. So I want to come out of the four walls of my mind. I don't want to be a closed-minded kingdom individual. Actually, that's an oxymoron, because how can you be kingdom with a closed mind? So, yeah, you really have touched on something for me today, Pastor R. And to our brothers and sisters, I wholeheartedly agree with my pastor and husband that sometimes it's difficult for us to accept this kingdom mandate when we're actually dependent more on drugs, alcohol, sex, any of that kind of stuff. It's difficult for us to do that. So I'm just amazed at what you've touched on today. So we're going to close in prayer. We bring you greetings and love, the love of Yahuwah, because the word tells us that Yah is love. The Bible says God is love, and I'm so thankful to be able to now recognize the true definition of love. And it's not just recently, but it's been since the age of 23 that I recognized what love was, and that was through the definition of love. So thank you so much, Finding My Way family, CEO, Visionary Kayla Padgett, and the entire Finding My Way family. Pastor R, you'll close us out in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Finding My Way Network and President and CEO Kayla Padgett and her ministry team. I pray that you will give them the commended blessings of our Elohim over their lives and every area of their lives. I pray that you will keep them, bless them, and allow every prayer that comes before you, because you sit in your word, come boldly before your throne of grace and make your petitions known. I pray that you will bless this team, bless her family, and bless the people all around the world. Keep us safe, and we have still waiting and praying for the return of your son's second coming, Yeshua HaMashiach, on the 1,000-year millennial reign. Thank you for your time. Thank you, and thank you for your peace on today. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Good day.